Getting traction on a linoleum floor is a very difficult thing to do, especially when your paws are turning several thousand RPMs per second. After running in place for a moment, I finally got traction on the stupid linoleum floor in the hallway and moved my line of defense, so to speak, a bit deeper into the house, into the living room, under the coffee table, not far from Slim. That was odd. The angry mob had busted into the house to get Slim, right? So why wasn't he running for his gun or doing something to defend himself? And how come he was laughing and pointing at, well, me? It didn't make any sense. I mean, if those mobsters really... Have we discussed childish cowboy pranks? There seems to be something about cowboys that draws them into silly, childish acts of behavior. Perhaps there are some people in this world who would consider these outrageous acts funny, but you will find very few dogs who do. I mean, we try to run our ranches in a business-like manner. We try to be serious about things, and we don't appreciate... Okay, Billy, our neighbor down the creek, turned out to be one of those jokers. A guy who never passed up a chance to goof off and pull a childish prank. He'd pulled up in front of Slim's place and banged on the door and yelled all that. Hey, he hadn't fooled me for a minute with all that stuff about how Slim had robbed a so-called... I mean, we don't have stagecoaches around here, right? But on the other hand, a guy never knows for sure. See, he was banging on the door, and I mean really banging and yelling. Sounded like a whole mob of... Well, this guy not only took fiendish delight in making noise and scaring people, but he seemed even prouder of himself for scaring the liver out of me and Drover. Primarily Drover. Don't forget who was the first to run and hide. It wasn't me. Okay, maybe I ran too, but not as fast as Drover. Billy was very proud of himself for making all that childish noise and violating the privacy of Slim's home. And there for a second or two, I thought he might get a hernia from laughing so hard at, well, at me and Drover, but mainly Drover, who had tried his best to crawl under Slim's easy chair. Remember that I had crawled under the coffee table, not under an easy chair. And it's common knowledge that in serious and disastrous situations, such as earthquakes and tornadoes, citizens should take refuge under the nearest coffee table. So there you are. I had done nothing to be ashamed of. Drover, on the other hand, had walked right into their foolish trick and had become the butt of their laughingstock. Okay. Billy went down to his knees. He was laughing so hard. And Slim was getting more than a few chuckles out of it, too. You might recall that this was the same Slim who only moments before had been running around his house half-naked and chasing a poor little mouse with a pool cue. Right. And the same guy who had destroyed the light fixture on the ceiling. You'll notice that Slim hadn't been nearly as amused by his foolish display as he was now by mine, ours. Grover's, actually, which just goes to prove that small minds take delight in the misfortunes of others. It really hurt me to see him laughing at Drover that way. Call off your dogs, Slim, before they hurt somebody. That was Billy. Very funny. Ho, ho, ho. Whatever you do, Billy, said Slim between spasms of infantile laughter. Whatever you do, don't try to crawl under that coffee table with Hank. He's a trained killer, and I ain't sure I can hold him back. Oh, they got a big chuckle out of that. I glared daggers at him. Also snarled at Billy, just to let him know that sticks and stones might break my bones, but his words might get him bitten on the leg if he ever turned his back on me. By this time, Drover had poked his head out from under Slim's chair.
Hi, Hank. What you doing under the coffee table?
Don't speak to me, you little weasel.
What's wrong?
You know very well what's wrong. Under combat conditions, you ran and left me to defend the house by myself.
Well, I thought I saw a mouse, and I chased him under the chair.
I gave him a withering glare. Drover, that is a lie, and you know it. He hung his head.
I know, but it sounds a lot better than the truth. I don't think I can face the truth.
Go ahead and face it. You'll feel much better.
No, I won't. I'll feel 10 times worse.
Telling the truth is good for the soul.
Yeah, but telling a lie is good for everything else.
Try it, Drover. You might be surprised.
Well, all right.
He squinted one eye and appeared to be in deep concentration.
Let's see. I ran away and hid under the chair because...
Yes, yes.
I can't say it, Hank. It just hurts too much.
Take the plunge and say it.
Oh, rats. I ran away and hid under the chair because I was scared. There. Now everybody knows.
But that wasn't so bad, was it?
I guess not.
And don't you feel better now? He thought about it for a moment, then gave me his patented silly grin.
You know, I do feel better.
See what I mean? I'll bet you feel 10 times better.
Oh, yeah, 10 or maybe even 11. All at once, I feel like a terrible burden has been lifted from my shoulders. I feel wonderful.
I crawled out from under the table, pushed myself up on all fours, and glared down at the runt. Well, you have absolutely no right to feel wonderful. Not only did you behave in a cowardly and chicken-hearted manner in a combat situation, but you had the gall, the nerve, the stupidity to admit it.
Yeah, but...
Now you put that burden right back on your shoulders and carry it around for the next 24 hours. That's your punishment for being a chicken-hearted little mutt. And shame on you.
I knew I shouldn't have told the truth. Now I feel 10 times worse.
Yes, but you deserve it. And that should make you feel better about feeling worse. Now get out from under that chair and stop showing your true colors. He crawled out and wiped a tear from the end of his nose.
Hank, what were you doing under that coffee table?
What coffee table?
The one you were under.
Oh, that one. Yes, it's a coffee table.
I know, but what were you doing under it?
What makes you think I was... Oh, yes, I remember now. Drover, because you were cowering under the chair, you missed hearing why Billy came bursting into the house.
Yeah, I sure did.
Good. I mean, yes, of course. He came bursting into the house to announce that a tornado had been sighted nearby. A deadly, swirling, killer tornado.
No fooling?
That's correct. And as you might know, in the event of a tornado, one should take refuge under the nearest coffee table. His face brightened.
Gosh, then maybe I did the right thing after all, hiding under Slim's chair.
I'm afraid not, Drover. I placed a paw on his shoulder and looked into his eyes. There's a huge difference between a coffee table and a chair.
There is?
Yes. You never sit on a coffee table, and you never put coffee on a chair.
Rats. Then I have to go on carrying my burden around?
I'm afraid so, Drover. But because of the tornado, we'll shorten your time to 12 hours.
Gosh, thanks, Hank.
One of the nice things about this job is that every now and then you get the opportunity to involve yourself in the lives of others, to help them understand themselves and life's many twists and turns. And that makes it all worthwhile.